Hello again and welcome back. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with the program that helps you learn and improve your American English skills. We tell you about important events, but we speak more slowly than normal and use words that are easy to understand. We begin today with news of cooperation between Pakistan and Afghanistan in dealing with a big refugee problem. Then we're off to Vietnam, where people are angry about the government's decision to cut down some trees. What's it all about? The answer is coming your way in about 5 minutes. Okay, let's get started with part one. Pakistan and Afghanistan have announced plans to work together over the next 4 months. The two sides will attempt to document about 1 million Afghans thought to be living illegally in Pakistan. The documentation effort will help officials decide when all Afghan refugees in Pakistan can be expected to safely return to Afghanistan. Christopher Jones Cruz reports.
The United Nations estimates there are 1.6 million registered Afghan refugees. About 1 million of them are said to be undocumented. Pakistani officials have started blaming the refugees for a rise in criminal and militant activity in parts of the country. The Pakistani government's anti-terrorism operation included sending back both official and unofficial Afghan refugees to Afghanistan. Over the past 3 months, police have raided mostly Afghan neighborhoods and refugee camps. Those raids led to more than 50,000 Afghans returning to their country. Most of them are said to be undocumented Afghans, whom Pakistani officials consider a security threat. Pakistan wants all registered Afghan refugees to leave by the end of 2015. But the increase in returning Afghans has already worried the government in Afghanistan. The government is facing severe budget and security problems, partly because of less international aid. However, recent high-level discussions in Islamabad may have eased tensions between the two countries. Imran Zeb Khan is the chief commissioner of Afghan refugees. He told VOA his group will lead the process of documenting more than 1 million Afghans in Pakistan. He says a committee of Afghan and Pakistani experts will oversee the process.
The entire process of documentation will take 4 months, and within these 4 months, when we document this 1 million, there will be a window of opportunity for Afghans. Either they avail the reintegration grant being provided by the government of Afghanistan inside Afghanistan and they return, or if they want to live in Pakistan, they have to regulate that stay by having passports and travel documents and relevant visas to be issued to them.
Mr. Khan says the effort will begin with an information campaign urging Afghans to register themselves. He adds that the registration of these Afghans does not mean they will be considered refugees in Pakistan. He also spoke about a police operation in the northwestern province of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. The campaign has been directed at individuals who are unable to give their identities during search operations. But Mr. Khan dismisses suggestions the police action is directed at Afghans.
Within that crackdown, there was a spontaneous return of unregistered Afghans back to their homeland. But let me make it very clear, this security scan was carried out, is being carried out, and will be carried out from time to time to see if there are people without documents and if they are living in suspicious conditions. Security and law enforcing agencies will work on that.
This month, the United Nations, Pakistan, and Afghanistan agreed to launch efforts to ask global donors for money to help conditions inside Afghanistan. The Afghan government will lead the efforts. the government hopes to provide housing and jobs to returning refugees. UN officials believe political security in Afghanistan and the country's improved relations with Pakistan will help in efforts to resolve the refugee issue. However, a UN representative in Pakistan said there is still a need for the international community's involvement. In the words of Indrika Ratvate, there is a window of opportunity that should not be lost. Pakistani, Afghan, and UN officials are set to meet in Kabul in August to re-examine the refugee situation. Pakistan has said it will honor its agreement to send the refugees back to Afghanistan voluntarily. But Pakistan has not said whether it will extend the December 2015 time limit for registered Afghans to return to their home country. I'm Christopher Jones Cruz.
You are listening to VOA, the Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. Many people in Hanoi have expressed anger about the government's plan to cut down thousands of the city's trees. They protested around the city and on social media. A Facebook page titled 6,700 People for 6,700 Trees, set up recently, has already received thousands of likes. Ashley Thompson reports.
The plan, at the cost of $3.4 million, involved cutting down 6,700 of Hanoi's trees. According to the newspaper Tang Nian, the trees, more than a quarter of all the trees in the city, are considered dangerous and unattractive. The newspaper questioned what would be done with the timber or wood from the trees. Timber is considered highly valuable in Vietnam. Last Friday, after 500 trees had already been cut, the chairman of the Hanoi People's Committee announced that the tree-cutting plan would be suspended. On Sunday, about 500 people held hands outside a park in Hanoi to protest the plan. They wore special T-shirts and carried signs with the words, "Tree Hugs Hanoi." Protester Duc Ong said many people were worried about the plan. He said Hanoians and tourists love the city's trees for many reasons. They are good for the environment. He also said many people feel an emotional connection to the trees. Many of the trees are as old as his grandparents. On Facebook, many Hanoians wrote about the tree's special place in the city as well. Student Vu Thang Phong said the trees were one of Hanoi's great assets. He said the trees are part of what makes Hanoi unique. Without them, the city would not be as special. About a quarter of Vietnam's population uses Facebook. The site has become a powerful tool for social change. Several protesters at the Tree Hug event wore T-shirts connected to a different campaign, which also began on social media. The campaign called on officials in central Vietnam to stop a plan to build a cable car in Sundong, one of the world's